Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Dalid, and we're holding the second line from the top of the Amud where the Gemara begins, Toshima. You'll recall, boys, that we started yesterday, and we asked a fascinating Shaila on the third line of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Shaila was, Boy, my name is Rav Sheshis, Orel Mahu B'Maiser. We started our perek that an Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. How do we know? It doesn't say Befeirish anywhere in the Torah. Either because of Toshe V'Socha, Gzeir Shava, or according to Rabbi Kiva, it was Ish. But now we're asking, what about an Oral eating Master Shaini? And the Gemara tried to bring a Rai yesterday from a Mishnah Mesechtes Bikurim, but the Gemara said the fact that that particular case is omitted from the Mishnah in Nishkaraya because we have other things that the Mishnah left out. And that's how we concluded yesterday, and we were stuck with an Iboya de la Ifshita. What's the halacha? Can an Oral eat Master Shaini? And our Gemara today attempts once again to address this issue. So Toshima, we have a Braisa, and the Braisa L'Choyre is directly on point. Nishtairu boi tzitzin hama'akfin es hamila. The Moil didn't do a perfect job, and he left over such shreds of foreskin on top of the git. What exactly Titzah Ma'akvin, the Gemara said the other day, this is referring to on the top of the Atara, on the Boser HaChoyfe Es Roiv HaAtara, Rashi said, that comes to exclude not Roiv HaKeifa, nor Roiv Goiva. So there's a foreskin at the beginning of the Atara. Regardless, that person is considered to be an Orel. Since he's an Orel, based on our Mishnah, that says Befeirish in the Torah of Chol Orel LeYoichel Boy, V'loy BeKodshim as well as other Kodshim, V'loy BeMaiser. Oh, so we have a Braisa directly on point, and Orel is not allowed to eat Maiser. Now it doesn't say, however, what type of Maiser. So my love, Master Dogan, aren't we referring to Master Shaini? And then therefore we have the answer to our question. But you might know, like Masa Behema. It's talking about Masa Behema, that every single year, if you have 10 new animals that were born to your flock, Kol Asher Yaber Tachas Hashavet, or Asir Yekodesh Lashem, or Dodos Meint, that if you happen to be an Oral, you now need from Masa Behema. Freit Timura, that doesn't sound right, because the same Brisa says, V'loi B'Kodshim. Masa Behema Haino Kodshim. Why would it have to repeat? V'loi B'Kodshim, V'loi B'Masa Behema. Says he more doesn't not really akasha v'litamech v'loy tanan pesach uktani kodshim. After all, the very same Brisa starts off by saying, "Don't eat truma, don't eat pesach. Pesach is also kodshim." So you see that the Brisa is not so streamlined that it removes any possible duplication or repetition. It says pesach and it says kodshim, so it can say masim heima too. Nishkeferlech. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good tzitzishto. That's not a good raya. Why not? Because bishloim pesach v'kudishim tzrichi. Pesach v'kudishim, you need both of them. Keep on pesach, it would only say pesach alone. Mishum da'arelis b'pesach siva. That's where the Torah says v'feirish v'chol orel yoichel bay. That's why the Braisa has to go and tell us pesach. Av v'kudishim emolai. Kudishim, it doesn't have a befeirish apostle called Orel LaYoichel Bay. I just learned Kudishim from Pesach. Since it doesn't have its own pasuk, I might have thought that were it only to say Pesach, that it only means Karm Pesach, and doesn't mean Shar Kudishim. That's why I have to put in the word Kodshim, to tell you that the same thing applies across the board to other Kodshim. So you're going to tell me, Vitana Kudishim, so let it only say Kodshim. Kodshim obviously includes Pesach. Yesh b'chlal masayim mana. So why does it have to say Pesach v'kudishim? So I'll tell you why it has to say both, because have a minute, if it would only say kudishim, I would say my kudishim, Pesach. Maybe that's what he means when he says kudishim. He means Pesach, because I don't find anywhere else in the Torah, it doesn't say by other karbonis that an oral is now allowed to eat it. So maybe if the Braisa says kudishim, it means taka Pesach. And therefore it has to tell us both. Both Pesach and kudishim to go and say that this goes across the board, referring to every possible carbon. If a person is an orel, he cannot eat. So, ibazoi el mas behema lomli. Mas behema is certainly included in the word kodshim. So, ibazoi, why would this have to be repeated? Elamai, it's crystal clear that this meiser is not referring to Maser Behema. So it's probably referring to Maser Sheni. If it's Maser Sheni, so then I have a Rai, I have an answer to my Shala of yesterday, that an Oral is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni. So it's Yimura, no. You still don't have an ironclad raya, because you could say that maybe the price is going according to Maser Rishon. When it says Ella, says the Bach, it really shouldn't say Ella, it should say Dilma Maser Rishon. Since it just says Maser, that leaves it open for other interpretations. It doesn't have to be Maser Behema. It doesn't have to be Maser Shein. It's talking about Maser Rishon. Maser Rishon. And Oral's now going to eat Maser Rishon. Generally, virtually all Tanoim throughout Shas feel that Maser Rishon has the same status like Chulin. Yes, there's a mitzvah that you have to go and give it to the Levi, no question. However, when the Levi has it, and before you gave it to the Levi, it had the same status as Chulin. No, can an Orel eat Chulin? Of course. If an Orel wouldn't eat Chulin, he wouldn't be able to live. He wouldn't be able to exist. You have to eat something. Or you can tell me he's only going to eat eggs and meat. Okay. But if a person wants to eat anything beyond that in his diet, then he's going to have to eat something in the form of Chulin. So you can tell me, Orel is not going to eat Chulin. Avad is not going to eat Chulin. So virtually everybody holds a Maser Rishon has the same status as Chulin. There's one exception to the rule, and that's Reb Meir. Who's Reb Meir? The Omer Maser Rishon also Lezorim. You and I, all of us, Levim or Yisraelim, who are not, I'm sorry, any Yisraelim, a Yisrael is not allowed to go and eat Maser Rishon. It's only Reb Meir that holds that way. Nobody else holds that way. So therefore he feels that Maser Rishon is imbued with a special Kedusha, and that's why a Zohar is not allowed to eat Maser Rishon. So therefore the same Reb Meir holds that because it has Kedusha, an Orel is not allowed to eat from that Maser Rishon. However, the Gabi Ar Shaila of Maser Sheni, that still remains open for discussion. We don't have an ironclad Raya yet.
But in Maser, because it's ambiguous, perhaps it can mean both? Maser is...
All the Gemara means to say is I don't have a conclusive raya one way or the other, because it might be Maser Rishon, it could be Maser Sheni, it could be, but it could not be, so we don't know. Toshim, I have another raya. Minatoni Reb Chiya Bar Rami Difti. He has a Befeirish HaBraisa. Orel Oser B'Shtei Maisers. And Orel is now going to eat either of two Maisers. My love, wouldn't you think it means Echad Maiser Dogon, meaning Maser Sheni, V'yechad Maser Behema, and therefore I can be poishet my Shaila. Again, the Gemara gives the same teretz. Hachanami, maybe it's talking about Maser Rishon and Maser Behema, but not Maser Sheni, and it's the same Remei that we quoted a moment ago. So again, we don't have a concrete answer. It could be it's talking about Maser Sheni, but it could be it's talking about Maser Rishon. So I still don't know for sure what the halacha is with an oro could eat Maser Sheni. Toshima, I have another braisa. Oinein oser b'maiser, and umutte b'truma u'bepara. Now this braisa has a very interesting structure to it. As you'll see over the next 3-4 lines, this braisa addresses an oinein, a tvul yoim, and a mechusa kipurim. And each case, the braisa is going to say that these three, the oinein, tvul yoim, mechusa kipurim, is osur in one item, but mutter in two items. The reason why we don't put them together is because those items are different for each one. So we start off the mashal. An oinein is osur b'maiser. Well, that we know, it says in the pasuk, le'achalti v'oinein mimenu. You're not allowed to go and eat. An oinein is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni. However, he's mutter b'truma, Ubepara, that same oinin is allowed to eat truma. Oh, that we had already a few days ago. It says in the pasuk legabi truma, v'chol zor lo yoichol kodesh, v'chol zor lo yoichol boy. And the Gemara says zoris amarti v'loy aninus. So therefore, a kohen who's an oinin is allowed to go and eat truma. And oinin is also allowed to be involved in the pora aduma. Why is he allowed to be involved in the Parah Adumah? So the Rashi says at the top on the fourth line, because Parah Adumah is Kodshi Bedek Abayisi, and not Kodshi Mizbeach. And we find that a Tvul Yoim is Mutri B'Parah. After all, that was the major machloikis between the Chachmei Yisrael and the Tzedoikim, and they said a Tvul Yoim is Mutter. And therefore says Rashi, V'Kolshkein Oinan, because an Oinan has no trace of Tumah. Tvul Yoim is Ashtik Letameh. But oinen has nothing to do with tumah. So if a tfilyoyim can do it, then certainly an oinen can be involved in the paraduma.
Doesn't an oinen have a presumption that he was busy with the kavura of the...
If he was, then it has nothing to do with aninus, it has to do with the fact that he's tumah. In fact, then we'd have tumah nefesh, and he'd have to have shlishi shvi, etc., etc. The assumption by an oinen has nothing to do with tumah. So we start again. An oinen is also b'maiser, but mutter b'truma b'bar. Tvilyoim, on the other hand, remember Tvilyoim means someone who went to the mikveh and he's waiting for, what is he waiting for? For Herev?
Shemesh.
Exactly. Ah, good you hear, Daniel. So Tvilyoim is also betruma. Tvilyoim is not the truma, because the pasuk says by Tvilyoim, Uvo Hashemesh v'toher v'acher yoichum nekudishim. You got to wait until the sun sets. Where do we find that codified in the Mishnayos? The very first Mishnah in Brachos, where it says that you got to wait until the Kahanim lechol b'trumasah, which is at Seisach Kachomim, because they waited until Herif Shemesh. So yeah, the Tvilyoim is also b'truma. Umutter b'para u'memaisa. That Tvilyoim is mutter b'para, that we already had a drasha yesterday, the day before. It says v'hiza hator al atomei, the Gemara dashes hator mechlav shu tomei. But the ikar is that we find in the whole Masechtas Parah, it's all built on one major yesod, that the tzedokim unfortunately had a big machlokes with the Chachmei Yisrael, and they said a tefilyoyim is disqualified from being involved in the Parah Aduma, and the Chachmei Yisrael said you're wrong, and to be able to lehoitzi liban shel tzedokim, they would take the person who was administering the Parah Aduma, and they would be metameh him, and had him go to the mikveh, and then afterwards have him continue with the Parah Aduma, to show you that a tefilyoyim is mutter b'par. And a tefilyoyim is also mutter b'maiser, because a tefilyoyim cannot eat truma, but he's allowed to go and eat maser sheni, as we'll see a mitchim on the Amud Beis from Psukim. And now we come to the third of these three, and that's the Mechusse Kippurim. Mechusse Kippurim, as you know, means someone who has a particular tumma which is so intense, if you will, that it's not enough just to go to the mikveh. It's not enough just to have Herif Shemesh, but this person also has to bring a korban, such as a zov, or a zova, a mitzoyra, a yeledes, things of that nature. So what's the din? That these people only get their full tahara after they go and bring their karbanas. Until he brings his karban, until she brings her karban, he or she is called a Mechusse Kippurim. So what's the halacha l'gabi them? Then Mechusse Kippurim osur bipara, they're not allowed to be involved in the Parah Aduma, only the Tvilyoim, because the Tvilyoim is a lighter form of Tumma than Mechusse Kippurim, because the Tvilyoim, all you have to do, says Rashi, is just wait it out. Wait another hour, wait another 3 hours, whatever, until it's going to be nightfall, and then the person will be totally tahor. Here in the Mechusse Kippurim is a Mechusser Maisa. He has to go and bring a korban as well. So that Mechusse Kippurim is also b'par. And he's mutter b'truma, however, he's allowed to go and eat truma. How do I know that he's allowed to go and eat truma? Mietz Hashem will see on the Amud Beis from Psukim. And he's mutter b'maser sheni. Fine. So now we have enumerated the oinen, the tefilyoyim, the Mechusse Kippurim. So far we haven't mentioned the word orel. And that's why the Gemara says, v'im iso, if you're going to go and tell me that the orel is allowed to eat maser sheni, oy bazoy nisti, we should have a fourth case of oser in one, mutter in two. The orel is also betruma, well, that we know from the beginning of our parak, learning from either the Gzeir Shavu or from Ish, so we know that's also betruma. And he's mutter b'parah, however, he's mutter b'parah, there's no problem with the parah, because it doesn't say anything about an oral being awesome but parah. He's not eating the parah. All he's doing is being involved in the production of the parah. And if you recall, we had in fact a machloikis about that 2 days ago, back on Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, where we had two brises which were, if you will, not so ser, but they were machulik on one another. In the middle of Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, we have Omer Reb Elozor, who was an Amoira, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Orel Shehiza has a Osik Sheir. Even though you have an Orel, and he's involved with the Paraduma, it's Kosher. And then the Gemara brought Tanya Nami Hochi, go down 4 or 5 lines. Tanya Nami Hochi, Orel Shehiza has a Osik Sheir. No problem, this is Kosher Miyusha. And that's what our Gemara is telling us also over here. Orel Osimetruma Umbutu de Para. However, just put back in the back of your mind that 2 lines later, the Gemara brought a contrary brisa, where it says, Meisvei, Tumtum shekidesh. Kiddush over here doesn't mean to make kiddush on Shabbos, but it means kiddush that he mixed together with the ash of the paraduma, together with the water of the mayim chayim. He mixed them together. Kiddushay pasul. Why? Because he's a suffik aral. The aral pasul lekadesh, meaning is pasul for the paraduma. So the Gemara asked Takastira Meisve. Here you just got finished telling me that aral is mutter in paraduma. And here you're telling me that aral is awesome for Adum. And the Gemara said that that second brisa that we just quoted goes according to Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Vim Isa, if you're going to go and tell me that aral is mutter b'mas v'shaini, so let's add category number 4, that aral ase b'etruma, u'mutter b'paro u'b'mas, meaning mas v'shaini. Since it doesn't say that, it would sound like an oral is osir b'mas v'shaini. And that's why we can't go and say osir in one, mutter in two. Because then here would be osir in two and mutter in one. So we can't do it. Therefore, that's why it's left out from this price. So therefore, the choyr, I have a raya. Then oral is taken osir b'mas v'shaini. Everything Gemara nishka raya. Because you can say, Hai Tana, the Tana of the Brisa, which we just got finished learning, is the Rabbi Kivi. The same Rabbi Kivi that we have there on Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. The Mar Belayli Oral Ketomi. He holds Oral and Tomi are the same. The Sanya. That's the famous Rabbi Kivi of our Perek. The Rabbi Kivi says, Rabbi Kivi Oimer Ish Ish, the Rabbis Esa Oral. This Ish Ish is talking about a person who's Tame. Ish Ish Mizera Harin Vetzrua Oizov by Kodeshim Lo Yoichel Arashe Yitar. Etc. Why does the ish twice? The rabbi says oral. Oh, the oral is included just like the tomei, because that posik is referring to the tzrua or the zov or the tomei lenofesh, etc. We're talking about people that are tomei. So an oral has the same din as a tomei. So vus is that an oral has the same din as a tomei. That's the reason why he cannot go and say in this brisa that case number 4, oral osir betruma umutter beparo ubemaisa. Because he would hold that oral is osir bepara. Why is he osir bepara? Because just like a tamei is osir in the para, the only tamei that we find that is mut in the para is a tful yoin, because that's a very, very low level degree of tuma. After all, he already went to the mikvah. We're just waiting for Herev Shemesh. So therefore, it's almost there. Oh, okay. He is mut in the para. But otherwise, a person who's really tamei says in the pasuk, "He's a hatoyer halatamei." Person who's really tamei is disqualified, and therefore, just like a tamei is disqualified, the same thing would apply to an orel, because I learned ish ish. So that being the case, that's the reason why I cannot add a fourth case to that brisa, saying orel also betruma mutar b'para ube meiser. It's not because of the meiser; it's because of the para. Because then we would have to say that oral is osir betruma uben par. And in fact, this would be consistent with that brisa here on the Amid Beis of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, which says that the tumtum, who is a suffik oral pasul akoidish, and the Gemara said, my tana, who is the tana of that brisa? And Rabbi Yosef says, I tana Rabbi Akivi. Tamar believe the oral ketame, the sanya ishish for Rabbi Yosef's oral. So that was the Gemara we had back on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And that being the case, says the Gemara, you have no raya from that brisa. Lemaisa, what does Rabbi Kiva hold legabi an oral eating for Maser Sheni? Doesn't say really, because the case of the oral is left out. But the Gemara assumes that in fact Rabbi Kiva would hold an oral is osir not only betruma and not only bepara, but also in Maser Sheni as well. Why do I say that? Because you'll see in another couple of lines, the Gemara is going to assume that Rabbi Kiva has taken a stand legabi maser sheni, then oral is osir. Why would an oral be osir? Because he holds then oral is ketameh, and just like we had before, that intense forms of tumah are osir, even by maser sheni. Really? A person is tumah ali maser sheni? I don't remember anything like that. Well, if you don't remember, we had that migamara either yesterday or the day before. Where did we have that migamara? Look here in Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. What does it say, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis? The Gemara says, Reb Shimon Oimer, Lavi Arti Mimenu B'Tomei. This Reb Shimon is about a quarter down the Amud. middle of the line. Desanya Reb Shimon Oyma Levi Ar Tumena B'Tamei. We're talking about Maser Sheni. Bein Shani Tamei V'Utar. Bein Shani Tor V'Utamei. That a Tamei is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni, as well as a Tohoyer is not allowed to eat Maser Sheni Shenitma. Ve'Echad Muzal Chilas Eini Yudei. I don't know where it says the Isser of Maser Sheni B'Tumah. What do you mean? Tumah Sigo Badrik Siv. Nefesh Asher Tiga Boy. Nefesh touches either a dead sheret or touches an avela. V'tomada arev v'lo yechol min hakodesh kim rochatz besorei b'moyim. Now, since it doesn't say anything about heref shemesh, all you need is to do lo yechol min hakodeshim, don't eat kodeshim until rochatz besorei b'moyim, and then you're done, and then you're tahar. Therefore, Chazal say this kodeshim is not referring to kodeshim. It's not referring to truma. It's referring to maser sheni. And therefore, a tamei is not allowed to eat from maser sheni. But if he goes to the mikvah, he does not eat heref shemesh, rochatz besorei b'moyim, and he is tahar. But until that point, a tamei is not allowed to eat maser sheni. And we are saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, ish the rabbis is oral. So oral is just like a tummy. So just like a tummy is not like the maser sheni, and oral cannot eat maser sheni. And that's basically the raya regarding from this braisa. We can extract that Rabbi Akiva would hold and oral cannot eat maser sheni. So we don't have an answer for the masses of the Tanoim and Amiron, but at least we have found one Tana, which is Rabbi Akiva, that would hold that just like a tummy cannot eat maser sheni, and oro can't eat because of ish ish. Freitimor umantana the palik aleid Rabbi Akiva. Can we find a tana that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva? Says Imor, yes. The tana the Rabbi Yosef HaBavlihi. Now it doesn't mean Rabbi Yosef HaBavli himself, but Rashi says it means the tana kama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. Who is the tana kama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli? The sign we have a braisa. Sreifas oinen umachusik kipurim. Sreifa is referring again to the paraduma. If an oinen is busy with the paraduma, or the machusik kipurim is busy with the paraduma, ksheira, it's kosher. No problem. Yosef Avli Oimer, oinen ksheira, machusik kipurim is psula, machusik kipurim is possible. So we have a machloike between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. We're going to focus just for a moment on the Tanakama, where he says machusik kipurim is kosher. Going back to the previous braisa, which we finished a few moments ago, when we listed the oinen tful yoim and mechusik kippurim, there we said the mechusik kippurim is osir bipara umutter bitruma. He's osir bipara. This Tana, the Tanakam of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli says, sreifas oinen and mechusik kippurim is kosher. Focus on mechusik kippurim. Sreifa means para aduma. So Mechusik Kippurim is kosher b'par aduma. Didn't we say in the previous braisa that Mechusik Kippurim is osir in para aduma? Ah, so I see clearly that this Tanakama of this new braisa, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, he disagrees with the previous braisa of the Gabi Mechusik Kippurim. Fine, says Rashi. Since I see that there's a Machloikis, the Gabi Mechusik Kippurim, they probably also argue Legabe Orel, that the Tanakama, meaning not the Tanakama, Reb Akiva would hold that an Orel is osur to go and eat from Maser Sheni. Masha Enke, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, would hold that an Orel would be allowed to eat from Maser Sheni. What does one thing have to do with the other? Here we're talking about Mechusik Kippurim, Legabe Paraduma. Here we're talking about Orel eating Maser Sheni. Abazishte Lirashi. If you look at the Rashi, Umantana. Mantana is almost halfway down the Rashi's. Umantana deli'el, the achsher, orel bepara. Who's the one that says orel is kosher with the para? Upali galedra bekiva kiritani li'el, orel shehiza za osik sheira. Those are the braises that we had in Ayin Beis, Omid Beis. Who argues with Rabbi Akiva? Oh, Hochi garsin and Tana di Yosef HaBavli. That means the Tana Kama di Yosef HaBavlihi. The Omar Mechusik Kippurim kosher b'parah. Okay, that's what it says in this new braisa we just had. Now the Tanakama says Mechusik Kippurim is kosher. V'amasi said you kibner rekeb kiva, but the previous braisa said k'toni Mechusik Kippurim pasul b'parah. So I see clearly that there's a machloikis between the two braises. The first braisa was Rabbi Kiva. The second one is the Tanakama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. Zokt jetzt Rashi, v'chi heichi de paligam mechus kippurim. Since I signed the find the fetish that there's a machloik mechus kippurim, ikle meimer de iu palignami alei be'oro liel. No, that makes sense. If they're arguing about A, they're probably arguing about B. And if they're arguing about B, probably about C. The likelihood that just because they're arguing in one, that they also argue in the other, is a little bit of a remote stretch.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's not only your kasha and my kasha, it's the second toisis at the top. Hachi gares bekuntris, hachi garsinim bekuntris, sreifas oin mechusi kipurim ksheira, etc. Who's a tana, tana, the tana kam of Yosef Abavli, umedaktik. And that Rashi is medaktik, in other words, he's medayik. The midapalik at tana deliel, no mechusi kipurim, who would then be oral, where Rabbi Akiva would hold that the oral is Oster to go and eat Maser Sheni, and the Tanakam of Yosef Bavli would hold that oral is kosher. The kosher l'ri, the ma'inyan ze etzel ze, what does one thing have to do with the other? The mishum, the mechshem, mechusik kippurim, just because he holds mechusik kippurim is mutter bepara, you take out the bays of, according to the Bach, yachshe b'oro, just because over here he holds it's kosher, here he also holds it's kosher. What does one thing have to do? Yeah, this is mechusik kippurim, this is oral, never the twain shall meet. What does one thing have to do the other? The oiden nochazak, the leisi mibraisa deliel, the mechsher behed yoril, oimer rablazer. Now Tois is asking stamakasha. He says we're looking in the dark to try to find the tana that argues with Rabbi Kiva. I have an excellent tana, Rabbi Lezer.
Right, because he's arguing. He says ishish, and he argues from the other source.
What's the other source? Toishim v'sacher, toishim v'sacher. So that's clear that he doesn't learn that oral is ketame. And that being the case, what do we have to go and try to find?
The anonymous parput of Yosef Abavli.
Exactly. We have the case of Rebbe Lezer at the beginning of our parak.
There's another problem. We talked about Para, we talked about Kidesh, we talked about Srefa. The fact that
the Gemara holds that all of these are the same for our
purposes. That's what's bothering me. Why? Why? Because clearly there's different verb. One is the Para, the general Para, and one is the verb of Kidesh of Mayim, one is the Srefa Sapara. There are different subsets.
Everything you're saying is correct, but the Gemara is not distinguishing. The Gemara holds that anybody's involved in the Para was involved in the Hazor, in the Kiddush, in the bringing, in the Shechting, in the taking, and the naming, all that. For our purpose, the Gemara holds they're all the same.
Okay.
Yes, there are different degradations from that. You'd have to learn the Sechtes Para in some detail. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara is a bit lishver, that the Gemara automatically jumps to the conclusion that from Mechusa Kippurim to the Din of Orem. And in fact, it's because of that kasha. Do you notice where it says Man Tana the Paligalei Rabbi Akiva? There's an aleph in the brackets over there.
Yes.
And that brackets takes us to the Gra on the right hand margin, where it says Aleph Gemara the Paligalei Rabbi Akiva. It's in parentheses. Tuf Aleph Mem. What does that mean? Tevois elu mechukais means you got to delete those few words. The kama dochku bezeh hamaforshim, it says the Gra, without those words, all the kashas of all the maforshim, meaning like the re that we just saw in the Toisvis, is resolved. We don't have any issues anymore because Zaka doesn't say anything more at the Paligaleder Bekiva. So what does it say in our Gemara? So going back to the Gemara, take out the words of the Paligaleder Bekiva, you can go and say Uman Tana. Who's the Tana that agrees with the previous Brisa that we just finished? Oh, that's Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. Who's Rabbi Yosef HaBavli? The Sanya, going back to the Brisa again. So if it's Oinan Mechusik Kippurim, it's kosher. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, Oimer, Oinan Ksheira, Mechusik Kippurim Psula. Oh, Mechusik Kippurim is possible. Which is exactly the same that Rabbi Kiva said in that previous Brisa, that Mechusik Kippurim is Oser Bipara. Oh, Zayigit. So that's the reason why we're bringing it, not to go and find a Tana that argues. I know the Tana that argues. That's Rebbe Lezer in the beginning of our parak. Rather, he wants to say, who supports this halacha mechusik kippurim, that it's possible before? Oh, Rabbi Yosef HaBavli. And therefore, not referring to the Tana Kama of Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, referring to Rabbi Yosef HaBavli himself. So that's according to Pshat, according to the Gra. So, what have we left with after this initial discussion? We're left with that the Gemara has concluded that the Braisa that had these three cases, the Oinen Tvoyar, and Mechusik Kippurim, it's like Rabbi Kiva, according to the Gra, it's also like Rabbi Yosef HaBavli, and that Braisa stands for that an Orel is Osir B'Maser Shein. Azoi, why Taka is Orel Osir B'Maser Shein? He doesn't say that expressly. However, since according to Bekiva, Oral is Ketame, and we already established that Tame is not allowed to eat Masr Sheni, that was the pasuk that we quoted before, Levi Artimi Menu Betame Benchani Tame Vutar Benishutar Vutame, etc. So just like a person whose Tame is awesome Masr Sheni, an Oral Ish is Ketame, is also awesome Masr Sheni. So says the Gemara, do we find anybody else that would agree? Yes! The Avram Yitzchak Savar Oral Oser B'Meiser, meaning Master Sheni. Where do we find this Rabbi Yitzchak? The Amar Yitzchak. Meaning the Oral She Oser B'Meiser. How do I know? Nema Mimeno B'Meiser, Nema Mimeno B'Pesach. I'm going to have a Gzeder Shava. Ma Mimeno Omer B'Pesach Oral Oser Boy. Avi Mimeno Omer B'Maser Oral Oser Boy. So I'm going to learn out Mimeno Mimeno. Where does it say Mimenu B'Pesach? Where does it say Mimenu B'Meiser? We're going to see in another line that in fact it says three times Mimenu B'Meiser and three times Mimenu by Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, like in all Gzeirah Shavuos, but it's got to be Mufni. It's got to be Ibrik, extra words. Diloy Mufni, Ikel Mifrach, I have a kasha. Ma'ala Pesach, Shekin Chayoven, Ola Misham Pigol, V'Noyser V'Tameh. And not only those three, but Tosis reminds us we have all six of the pancakes, which we had already yesterday in the Gemara, which was referring to not only the pigol noise vitame, but also pigol noise korban meila kores osuli oinan. And all of those are only by Korban Pesach, and they do not apply to Maaser Sheni. And therefore, how can I learn mimenu mimenu? So it has to be that it's mufna. Frey Timura. So Timura lai, yo, afnu mufni taka is mufna. My mufni, where is mufna? Vos ven bi, amarava, rabbi Yitzchak, tulasa mimenu ksim bepesach. Three times it says, mimenu by pesach, v'chad, well, as we'll see in a moment, and three times in mas. Now, where does it say in the pasuk three times pesach? So Rashi does us a favor, and Rashi tells us where that is, if you go up five, six lines in the Rashi, tulasa mimenu ksim bepesach, al toichlu mimenu no. Uvashem avushel b'moim, so it says mimenu, and then lois esir mimenu ad boiker, but lois mimenu ad boiker beishes roifu. So I have three times the word mimenu. Fine. So what do I do with the three? Cha the gufay. The first one I need. Al toichlu mimenu na. Why does it have to say mimenu? We're talking about the Korban Pesach. So Tosis tells us the reason why we need the gufay is because it says by the same Korban Pesach that you're supposed to eat it al matzois umroirim yoichluhu. Therefore, since the word no means something which is not fully cooked, it's only half raw, no, maybe it's referring to the matzahs. Make sure that you don't eat the matzahs half raw. Make sure that they're well baked. If they're not baked, then you got, besides having potential problems of chametz, but you have an iser, al toichlu mimenu na. That's why it's got to say mimenu, mimenu referring to the Korban Pesach. See, the choice is in the middle of the arm on the left-hand side. Chad the gufe, I'm talking about menu. No, the lekos me menu, up a minute, I'm matzis and broyim. The cost of the elko is going on the previous posse, we're just talking about matzis and broyim. So me menu, Korban Pesach. So I need that the gufe. The chad, and the second one back to the gemara, is the gzeri shava. Oh, that's the gzeri shava, me menu, me menu. That, obviously, that me menu is unnecessary. That's the mufna war. That's the gzeri shava. What is that all about? We're talking about the third mimenu, and that third mimenu is vanoiser mimenu ad boiker beeshtis rifle. Now, what is that? So it says our Gemara. Without this additional vanoiser mimenu, the person is being over and alav. So therefore, the person should go and get malchus. Because of the fact that it says, "Vanois mimena boike beishtis roifu," the Torah gives us a special mitzvah. That mitzvah, the mitzvah saseh of burning it, and therefore the Torah says this is one of those exceptions to the rule. You don't give malchus because I give you another remedy, if you will, for being over the yisur, and that is go burn it. And that's what the Gemara is saying. According to one man, the Amar, and I did chsiv noiser, since the pasuk says, "Vanoiser mimenu." So since it says no, it kind of goes along for the ride, that's the stylistically, or that's a package. Since we said this, but no, it's rifle. So it's not schwer why it says that mimenu, it's like hyphenated to the word noise. There's another man that says, I don't need the lav hanitik lase. Why don't you need the lav hanitik lase? To tell you that there's no malchus. Remember, Rabbi Yisai, noiser is the chalav she'ain by maisa. You don't do anything with a noiser. It's because you didn't do anything. That's why you're over the lav.
Crime of omission.
So since it's a lav she'ain by maisa, ain't loikin olav. But the first Tana that we were quoting holds, yes, loikin olav. Since it's loikin olav, that's why you have to have a special lav hanitik lase. But according to the second minyam, I don't need it for lav hanitik lase. You wouldn't get malchus. Anyway, so therefore, what's the drush over here? The drush is vanoisir menu ad boiker. The ad boiker is unnecessary. It says in the pasuk leisirum menu ad boiker. So why do I have to say vanoisir menu ad boiker? Just say vanoisir menu beish this rifle. To come tell you litim le boiker shein this rifasim. Until when can you go and eat the carbon pesach? Until chatzois or until the morning. What happens if you didn't eat in a timely fashion? No, baboika, you got to go and burn it. So Zolkadai Techimina, we should go and burn it on the first day of Yontif, because that's already the boiker. Kamash Malon, Lita Le Boiker Shem Shavasa, you go and burn it on the first day of Chola Moyed. Aha. She says the more the same thing. I just said Ad Boiker. Since the Ad Boiker is repeated, we had the Sir Menu Ad Boiker, but no, it's Menu Ad Boiker. So now Mimeno. So the Mimeno gets also Mitkishlab together with the Ad Boiker. So both Mandiyamim hold that the third Mimenu is really not necessary, but for reasons of style and chmais etiquette, and it's a basket, it goes together with a noiser or with the adbiker. But bottom line is, it's not extra to go and tell us a drasha, but the good news is that the second Mimenu is extra. Now let's go on the other side. And now we talked about Tlos Mimenu by Kar Pesach. There's Tlos Mimenu Ksivi B'mais. There's Chad L'Gufei. One is the Gufei. Now, what are the three by Meiser? So we have to go again back to the Rashi. Rashi will remind us. Tlos Mimenu B'Meiser. One says, V'yachalti V'oini Mimenu. That's one Mimenu. V'loi Mi'arti Mimenu B'tamei. V'loi Nesati Mimenu L'Meis. So I have the three Mimenus. Ah, so what do I need the three? Chad L'Gufei. To tell you, V'yachalti V'oini Mimenu. Don't eat it by Ninus. Who's Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan? I don't remember Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan. No, we had Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan. Where did we have him? We had him either yesterday or the day before. Really? Where? Well, I don't remember Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan. Well, we have him somewhere here. By one of the two dots somewhere. Yeah, so you go back to yesterday's Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Ayin Gimel. You see about two-thirds down the Amid. The Gemara says, Masha Ein Kein Betruma, meaning that you're not allowed to have Hano'ah when you're being mevayer the maser sheni, if the maser sheni became tamei and you're burning it, you're not allowed to have hano'ah. By sheni betruma, if truma becomes tamei, then you can burn it and have hano'ah. How do I know? Omer b'vol omer b'yechanan di omakra loyviartu mimenu betamei, referring to the maser sheni. Mimenu yad the maavir abat the maavir shel mishol truma shenitma, and you can have hano'ah from that burning. No problem. So I need that mimenu for the drasha b'vol omer b'yechanan. The gabe truma tameya that you're burning. Okay, what's the chad? What's the third one? Chalim ishlokish. Who's ishlokish? Amr ishlokish. Amr b'simoy. Minay the maser sheni shenitma shemuter losoichoy. We just got finished saying that maser sheni shenitma. You now that have ano ayidei sreifa because certainly the arti mimenu betame. When it was tamei, the arti didn't have ano from that bio. However, there is an Eitzah of Maaser Sheni Shenitma. If you're talking of the Marshal Agabi oil, you're allowed to go and smear that on your hand, on your arm, face, whatever, in your body. Shenitma, because it says in the Pasik, Glenisati Memenu Lemes. I didn't give this Maaser Sheni to a mess. Now, what does that mean, I didn't give it to a mess? Obviously, the mess is not going to eat from it, because the mess is never dead. So the mess, who glenisate, didn't give it to the mess. O chai, do me to mesa sati, but I can give it to a chai. Eize dove sheshove b'chayim u'b'mesim. What might I be talking about that I didn't give it for the mess, but I gave it for the chai? Have you a mezusicha? Because the mess never holds, so if the body is deteriorating, you have to go and smear it, so whatever, for the skin. What
happens? Mezusicha is b'chal shtia. How can you... It's like drinking it.
It's absolutely correct. So that's what the Torah is megalim et anayi chiddush. And even though you're not allowed to go and drink from it, but you're allowed to go and shmir from it. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. That's bar kosher. Fine. So now that we have that, if you see, Rashi asks your kasha directly. If you go down Rashi three lines, shemut l'soiche, v'yav agav dekaim l'ndesichas kishtiyo, v'av alekim adishos l'betoma, says the posik, no, it's not the middle of mace, but mace I cannot do it for a chai, I'm allowed to do it. And that's in fact exactly what the posik has come to take. Fine. So therefore I have now the three mimenus, And okay, so we're not finished with the kasha yet, but the kasha will be, I don't have any extra mimenu on this side, because I'm using each one of the three. One legufe, one for Rebavoam, Rebbe Yochanan, one for Reish Lakish. So we're going to get to that momentarily. But in the meantime, Maskul Mar Zutra, how do you say that this mimenu comes to tell you the din of sicha of shmirin? Maybe it means to say that if I had Maser Sheni, even if the Maser Sheni was Tomei, I didn't go and sell it to go and use for Arim v'tachrichim. And Rashi points out that Avad, if it's Maser Sheni, which is Tohar, the only thing that you can do with it is just use it for eating. Like we said the other day, it says in the Mishnah that the Gabi Truma Bikurim is Nechsei Koyin, that you can go and use it even to come to Kaddish HaSeisha, etc. But you can't do that by Maser Sheni. But here says Rashi, so kedai techamina, that maybe if the Maser Sheni is tame, and therefore I can no longer eat or drink it, maybe what I can do is sell it and get money and use it for
Mitachri. How can you sell it if it's tame Maser Sheni? No one else can eat it or drink it either. What benefit can it? You can't burn it for benefit. What benefit will it have? I mean, you're selling it to someone
maybe,
illegally.
Maybe you could sell it to a goy.
How can you sell it? It's
Maser Sheni, but it's Maser Sheni Shenidma.
It's Maser Sheni Shenidma, but you have to dispose
of it. The Maser, that's not the halacha, but this was the Havamina. Look at the first wide line down below. The Eimel in Esati Menel Emes, Loi Besichu, not too much Sichu. El Kachel Mesvada. He's saying, Loi Kanisi Mimenu, Orin Detachrichen Lemes. Afel Gishenidma.
Right.
I couldn't eat anymore because it's Tameh. For I didn't go and change it. Now, what would be something that I would change it to for Tzorchei HaMes, which I didn't do? I can do. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. The chiddush Maser Tor you can only use for drinking and eating. Even though I cannot use it to buy horim v'tachrichim for a mess, but maybe if it's tummy, I could sell it and use it to go and buy a suit, or to buy a new jacket, or buy a new whatever.
But if it's tummy,
agreed.
It's sort of trapped in the status of it's unusable. It's not a mum, an animal which has a mum.
So why did Zilin Zati middle of the mess? He can't use it at all. Talking about that became tummy, you can't use it at all for seps no ames. So ames I cannot use it, but I can use it for a chai. What can I use it for? Says the Gemara, I could use it for going and buying a new article of clothing, which I cannot do for the mess. Satin matters, I didn't buy him tachrichim, but I bought lebedika tachrichim for lebedika mensch. I bought something which is kosher. So I might have thought, frankly, more maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. I'm going to be sure. Mi manu mi gufay, since it says blinasati. Mimenu lemes, we're not talking about a derivative in the form of cash that I use to go and as a substitute for the master by selling it and taking cash and using it. No. We're talking mimenu, it itself.
Right.
So what means it itself? I didn't use the shemen it itself for the mess, but I can use it for myself. Anyway, that's one way of deflecting the kasha of Mar Zutra about the Orim Tachrichim. Ravashi says another pshat which is very similar. Ravashi Omar Lo Nesati Menu Lemeis Dumit Lo Yechalti Mal Alon Migufay. Just like when we said Lo Yechalti Mimenu Lo Yechalti V'Oini Mimenu.
Right.
I'm talking about eating it itself. I'm not talking about the derivative. I'm not talking about the cash. I'm talking about the thing itself. Afkan Migufay here too. When we say Lo Nesati Menu Lemeis, I mean from it itself Migufay. So what does that mean? It means the Sicha of the Shem. So I have the three mimenus and the three mimenus, and I learned one mimenu from the other to go and tell you, according to Rav Yitzchak, just like Rabbi Kiva, that an oro is osir in Maser Sheni. For Eitimura, Vakati Mufna mitzad Echadu. It's only Mufna from one side, because only by Pesach did we say one of the mimenus is Ligzeh Shavah. But here I needed all three. According to Mandiyama that holds even with one is enough is a good. And Mandiyama Lamina Meshiva Maikal Maimer. According to the other Mandiyama that says that if you have a Mufna Mitzad Echad, it's a good Gzeira Shavah Meshiva, you can ask a Pircha, then I have a big Pircha over here. The pancakes Pircha. Big ol' noise of a tummy. Everything Gemara Hachter Bavo Mid Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravu and Nafka. The Gemara is saying is the Drusha number two that we had from Bavo Omer Rabbi Yochanan, which we said, Begabi Mimenu, how did the Gemara say the Drasha? That was yesterday's Omid. Omer Bavo Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mekro, the Arch, Mimenu Betami, Mimenu Yatamavir, Avtamavir, Shemin Shotruma Shenitma. So we need the Menu for that. Says, no, leave that Mimenu alone. I have another raya. What's the other mokoyer? Tim Rav Nachman or Rav Uvah, my tachsibis in the pasuk, vani hinei nesati lecha, es mishmer is true moisoi. What means true moisoi? True moisi, what's true moisoi? Beishtei true mesakos medaber achas true metoyer v'achas true metemeyer. We're talking about true temeyer as well. V'yom rachmona lecha, it's yours, hinei nesati lecha. Now what can I go and do with Truma Temeya? I can't use it. Oh, Shalchot Ehela, so Katachas of Shilach. So therefore, Rav Avohu, Om Rabbi Yochanan has another mokar to say that I'm allowed to be Mavayer, Shemen, Shal Truma, Shenitma, for my benefit. I don't need the Mimenu. Now the Mimenu is freed up, and Mimenu, Zeyrish Shavim, Mufnim, Shnei Tzedogim. And therefore, we started off yesterday's daf, and we started off today's daf exactly on the same footing, asking what's the din about an orel? Can he eat maser sheni? The Gemara has concluded that both Reb Akiva and Reb Yitzchak hold that an orel may not eat maser sheni. And now we continue on weiter in our Mishnah. For the last five blot or so, we've explained the first word of our perek, he'orel. And now we continue on. Ha'ora v'cholat tmeim or asurim b'truma. Freitim anu anim ili harinu ula tmeim or asurim b'truma. Om Rabbi Yechim Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Om Akra. Ish b'zera harim v'il tzuruo izov ba'kodeshim lo yoichal. Now the problem over here is, how do you know what the definition of kodeshim is? Kodeshim could be karbonos. It could be truma. And we've even found kodeshim to refer to Master Shani. So how do I know that kodeshim means you can eat truma? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says ish mizera aharon, ezeu dovish shav bezaris shel harin, meaning both women and men, or both men and women, that they're both zaris shel harin. The oim is a truma. It's got to be referring to truma. Why? Because it was referring to kodshe kodshim. Kodshe kodshim is only for zichrei kahuna and not for the nekevis. Ah, so when it says by kodeshim lo yoichal adash yitar muznuch zayin, since it says mizera aharon, it's both men and women. It's got to be true. For Eitimara, the Ema, the Chaz V'Shoik. We know the Chaz V'Shoik also goes to the ladies. How do I know it goes to the ladies? So Rashi quotes the pasuk that we have already quoted in the past, because it's in the pasuk, Ata uvenecha uvnoisecha, that they are also entitled to eat from the Chaz V'Shoik, and that's certainly from Kodshin. Ah, so maybe that's what the pasuk is telling us. That ish mizera harav etzruizov. If you have Sai, a man or a lady becoming Tamei, but Kodeshim Le'yachal, don't eat Chaz V'Shoik. How do you know it's talking about Truma? And for the Gemara, because Chaz V'Shoik is Eina B'Chizeres. Was Eina B'Chizeres? So we had this already about a week ago, that we had Legabe Uvas Koyin, Kisir Le'ishzor, He B'Srumas HaKodeshim Lo Yoichal. And the Gemara said, what means B'Srumas HaKodeshim? Min hamuram min hakodeshim. What means min hamuram min hakodeshim? The chaz v'shoik, which is uplifted, which is removed from the kodeshim, lo yoichal. And that lo yoichal continues on even after chas v'sholem she becomes a grusha or an almana.
She becomes the truma, but not the kodeshim of chaz v'shoik.
That's correct. That's what we have back on daf samaches.
Yeah.
Ah, so therefore says the Gemara. That's why we cannot say that ish mizerahar, referring to all zerahharoin, that they can't eat kodshim, meaning chaz v'shoik, because I can find for you some benois koyans, some bas koyans, that are not allowed to eat chaz v'shoik. Who are those? Those that got married to Yisraelim, that not only when they're married, but even if that marriage terminates, they are puzzled from eating chaz v'shoik. And since we zerahar, which sounds like the ganze zerahharoin, no, so in bazoi, it cannot be referring to chaz v'shoik, because I can show you a whole bunch of women that cannot eat chaz v'shoik from zera shalahar.
That's not really so.
Why not? Why not?
You know, because if we're saying, when we say zera shaharon,
yeah,
and now we're saying there are exclusions, so mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's already not an absolute general every single person, because there's also the orel who's zera shaharon, who has brothers died machmas mila, and he's an exception. You know what I mean? So once you're talking about zera shaharon as a general class, you already have carved out exceptions to this group. You understand? If you have an orel who's zera shaharon, legally,
you know how the orel is also accepted from the group. That's from the ish. Ish mizera haran v'tzuruizov comes to tell you as if it says ish mizera haran v'hu orel oitzerua oizov. That's the same. That's the ish. I thought you were going to ask another question, and that is that truma. Also, there are ladies that cannot eat truma.
Maybe shasmida or something.
Okay. Besides that, that's every tumah. This pasuk is talking about any tumah. What happens a Bas Koyin that marries a Yisrael. She might not be able to eat for the rest of her life. She's right. Married to Yisrael, and she has children with Yisrael. So that's the top toises over here.
And she's still Zera Shara, right?
Exactly. V'mtoyim afrei toises. Truma nami, because she yesh lo ben. Einam chayzeres. She cannot return. She can never eat truma anymore. V'yishloim edameis chayzeres. There's still options, alternatives, possibilities of being able.
If her children die
out. If she has no children, if her husband dies, if the children die, etc. There are possibilities. But once a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael, she's disqualified for Chaz V'Shoik for the rest of her life. Right. And since we say Shalhar, it's going to be. Frank Zimara, Trumanami, Eina Bechalola. What happens if you have a woman became the Schalola? She's not allowed to go and eat Truma anymore. That being the case, I have no Zerah Shalhar that's not allowed to eat. Evidimar Chalola loves Zar Daharni. That person is no longer considered to be Zerah Shalhar. They are no longer part of the Kahuna, if you will, and therefore disqualified. That's no longer Zerah. Okay, so Frank Dimori yet umimai the high. Okay, so this is now a new shtickle. So we've responded to this question about how do we know that we're talking about truma? Because the pasuk just says kodshim. So it says zerahar and we're truma. Fine. Now the Gemara is asking a question. The gabi mechusik kipurim. Where does it say mechusik kipurim? If you look at the Rashi, we're saying now umimai. So parallel to our Gemara, see the Rashi Mimai Dahai Adashiyitar Ad Ovid Herif Shemesh. The Sulai. The Omele El Mechusikipurim Mutter Bitruma. So we want to know now, how do I know that a Mechusikipurim is allowed to eat Truma? Remember, Mechusikipurim means a person who has to go and bring another carbon. If you have a person like that, that has to bring another carbon, like a Zov, a Metzoyra, Yeledes, people like that, so what's the din? They cannot eat Kodshim until they bring their carbon. But Truma, they can eat already after Herif Shemesh. They're waiting that night and the next morning to bring their Kabanos. They can already eat Truma, but they cannot go and eat from Kodshim. Freitimar umimai dehai adashiyitar ad ike Herif Shemesh. How do you know by Mechusik Kippurim that when it says Arashiyitar, now where does it say Arashiyitar? So just look at the Zalba Pusik. Ish, ish, Mizera Haroin, V'yit Zabasik, V'utzroi Azov, V'kodeshim L'yoychal, Arashiyitar. He can start again. He is a Tzroi Zov, therefore he's a Tomei. He's not letting eat Kodeshim. We just said that Kodeshim is not referring to Kodeshim. It's referring to Truma. He's not letting eat Truma. Arashiyitar until he has his Tahara. Now, what is his tahara? We're saying that it means until Herif Shemesh. After Herif Shemesh, you'll have to go and eat. Frey Timur, maybe Arashiyitar means until the next morning. I mean, my Arashiyitar, Adi Ik Herif Shemesh, Eimad the Maisikap, Hora. Says Timur, Loiso Kadaita. That cannot be. The Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, when Tanur Rabbi Shmuel learned this pasuk, and it says, Ish, Ish, Mizera Haran, Vutzerua, Oizov, he says, the Zov is talking about Shtei Re'iois. Bal Shtei Re'iois is not a Mechusik Kippurim. Because if you have a Zav that saw two Re'ios, although he has to count Shem and the Kiyam, but he does not have to bring Karbanos. And the Metzora, we're talking about a non-Metzora Mukhla, we're talking about a Metzora Musker, who is only temporarily put away in quarantine. And therefore, he too does not have to bring Karbanos, Akasa Medamer. Now, how do I know that? Because continue on the Pasuk. V'utzroi Zav, Bakodeshim lo yoichal arashi yitor, and then the Pasuk says, so somebody that was a Tmei Nefesh, meaning a Kintome, or Shechva Zeri is a Balkari, and the next Pasuk talks about other types of Tumma, and just like those other types of Tumma, Tmei Nefesh doesn't have to bring a carbon, a Balkari doesn't have to bring a carbon. So just like those, and so therefore we're not talking about a mechusa kippurim, we're just talking about a person that was tamei, and then what happens to him? He's mechusa man. He has to wait until night on a shiitar harif shemesh, and then he can go and eat truma. The ema hani mili the lav bar kapara al the bar kapara ad the maisi kapara. You're right. Pshat in this pasuk, according to Tan Rebbe Shmuel, is talking about people that are not mechusari kapara.
Right.
But I want to know a person who is a mechusar kippurim. We said that as soon as he has Herif Shemesh, he's allowed to go and eat truma. How do you know? Just like mechusar kippurim has to wait for his kodshim until after he brings his carbon, maybe the same thing applies to truma. Vesu, and let me ask you another question. Hadit nami, we learned in the Mishnah. Toval vi ola oichel b'maser. Herev shimshay oichel b'truma. Hevi kapara oichel b'kodshim. Min olon. So the Gemara tells us that there are three classes of individuals. You have a person who was originally tamei. He went to the mikvah toval vi ola oichel b'maser. As soon as he comes out of the mikvah, makes a bracha, he can eat the maser sheni. He doesn't have to wait one more minute. However, if he wants to eat truma, herev shimshay, you have to wait for herev shemesh, then he can eat the truma. And every kapara is a mechusik kippurim after he brings the kapara oichel b'kodshim. So you have three dargos over here: maser, truma, and kodshim, as to when they can be consumed. Minolan, how do you know that these three is manim? Omrav Rav Chizda Tlosa Kroy Ksiv, the three psukim. Ksiv. What are the three psukim? Ksiv number one, the pasuk says, "V'lo yoichel min hakodeshim kim rochatz psorim b'moyim." You're not allowed to eat kodshim until he goes to the mikvah. Period. Wait, don't you have to have Herev Shemesh?
Yeah.
No, Harochat Tzor, as soon as you go to the mikveh, he's Tzor. So what is that referring to? That's referring to the Maser Sheni. Looks if they have another pasuk.
It says Kodshim.
In all three psukim, it says Kodshim.
Okay.
And all three psukim, one is referring to Maser Sheni, one's referring to Truma, and one's referring to Kodshim. Why didn't this bother you when we talked about the pasuk before? Ish mizera har v'tzruah izah by kodeshim leicha. What's kodeshim? That means truma. If the kodeshim is referring to maser sheni,
said it had to do with chazav shok and everything. But here,
that was the gemara's kasha. Maybe it means real kodeshim. So the gemara doesn't mean real kodeshim. It means truma. Also, you see, the word kodeshim can mean truma.
I don't think the word kodeshim was actually printed in front of my eyes before. That's why it suddenly struck me. That's what. Okay.
Continuing on the gemara,
okay, three levels, three different types of food.
I have three psukim. Ksiv, lo yoichel min hakodshim, kim rochatz psorim b'moyim. So as soon as you go to the mikvah, harochatz, tohar. So that's talking about maser sheni. Uksiv, vo hashemesh v'toher, you gotta wait for herev shemesh, v'yachar yoichel min hakodshim. Which kodshim? That's truma. Uksiv, v'chipar aleh hakoyim v'toheira. You have to wait for the koyim to be machaper. That means that you brought your karbonos. And then you can go and eat from your kodshim. So okay, tzad, kan le maser, kan le truma, kan le kodshim. Yeah, fine. Like we said. Why don't I go and switch around the first two? Meaning that maybe a person who's tamei, as soon as he comes out of the mikveh, he's allowed to eat truma. And to eat maser sheni, you have to have erev shamish. After all, both psukim use the same term, kodshim. Once you're telling me kodshim is lav dafka, one means maser sheni, one means truma. Why don't you say one means truma, one means maser sheni? Zoktimora, mistabra truma difesh kem machpas. After all, truma has these four malas of the machpas. Where's the machpas? Yeah. We had the machpas already yesterday in the Gemara, as you'll recall. Right, six lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amit Beis, that truma has a special din. Number one, person who eats either Ezar or person who's tamei who eats truma toira, has shown the din of misa b'dei shamoi. V'ere b'shargig, he has to be moisef choymish. That's a mem ches. Pay is pidyon. There's no such thing as being poide truma. Basura lizorim, it's also lizorim that lizorim is not allowed to eat it. So you have machpas for grace and malice by truma that you do not have a maser sheni. Freitimah adar a maser sheni adifa, shekein hodas tov. What is hodas tov? First thing that you see is that there are five of them.
Letters.
Five. Once you can have five, you won't be able to.
On the side of maser sheni, not on the side of truma.
What does hodas tov stand for? So if you look at Rashi in the left hand margin, a little bit higher than our Gemara, a few lines. So I had the stuff. Hey, stands for vos mokum, that you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You don't have to bring Truman to Yerushalayim. Vidui, that's the vidui maisa that you have to go and say, fourth year and seventh year. It's also the oinin. Oinin is not allowed to eat. Lechalt of oinin imenu. So that's the samach, the osur, the samach. The vidui, well, that was the dalit from vidui. Ulevair imenu betuma. That's now we're getting to tuma, to the test. Ulevair imenu betuma, we said that you're not above the art imenu betume. And if a person who is tohoir eats maser sheni, which is tamei, he gets malchus. What was the malchus based on? We said yesterday in the pasuk, leisucha lechu bisharecha, and it says in the other bisharecha tamei v'tor yachtov. So it's talking about ketziv v'chayol. As you remember, it's tufas atzmai. So it's loike. There's a din of malchus. Masha'in came legabi truma. There's no din of malchus. It's only an isra asay, like the Gemara said yesterday. V'chayiv b'bir. There's a din of bir in the fourth year and in the seventh year. Now Rashi gives us the mnemonic, the hadastov. Hey is for havah, dalet is for vidui, samach is for asal oinen, ten is for tas is for tumah. Beis is beer. The kulu less than betruma. None of these apply to truma. So therefore, zokti gemara a bazoi. Since maaser sheni in five ways is more chomer than truma, and truma only in four ways is more chomer than maaser sheni, I should go and say that a person who's tamei right after he comes out of the mikveh, he can go and eat truma, and he has to eat hair of shemesh for maaser sheni.
The last one about tuma.
Can we put the question for later? Can we ask it later? So Timura, filahachi misa difa. Even though in numbers this is four and this is five, but the fact that by truma it's misa b'day shemoyim, where that doesn't even come on the radar screen vis-a-vis maaser sheni. So therefore, it's more chomer. It's more mestava herif shemesh is for the truma. Rav omer blei misa difa nami loy matzis amris. Even without the fact that it says misa, we cannot say that the maaser sheni is more chomer. Why? Because I'm a cross, it's not pasik. Nefesh! Vishtay nefesh. Nefesh ashatiga boy vitama ara orev. Velo yoichal minakodishim kim rochats besorei bamoyim. It says in the pasik that you want to eat from kodshim, you gotta wait till you go to the mikvah, and you don't need herev shemesh. That pasik doesn't say vikoyin ashatiga boy vitama, he's gotta wait. It says nefesh! Ezeodavisham b'chol nefesh. Who, which item, which heftza can be eaten and consumed by any nefesh? Have you aimed as a meiser? So therefore, the first pasuk that we quoted of the three psukim, where the pasuk ends off, kim rochatz psora b'moyim, and then you're done. That pasuk begins with nefesh, and therefore, it's a ma'aser sheni. Ve'timara vakati hanimile hechad olav bar kapara. Fine, we have the three degradations. We have the ma'aser sheni, we have the truma, and we have the kodshim. And we said the gabi the truma, head of shemesh, you're okay. Maybe that's Eichad La Bar Kapara if you're not a Mechusa Kippurim. But Eichad La Bar Kapara, if the person is a Mechusa Kippurim, Ad Maisi Kapara, maybe he still cannot eat Truma until after he brings his carbon. So there's no problem with the Psukim. The second pasuk that we quoted, that after Harav Shemesh is Mutter, that's talking about a regular Koyin that became Tomei, who's not a Mechusa Kippurim, wait after Tvila to Harav Shemesh and eat. But maybe if it's Mechusa Kippurim, that he's a Zov, it's a Metzoyra, etc. Maybe the halach is you got to wait until after you bring the karbanos. Your lettuce has the same issue because your lettuce is also a mechuseres kippurim. She has to go and bring her karbanos after her 40 days and her 80 days. It's in the pasuk siv ad malois yimei tahara, and I teach that pasuk kiven demalu yomeha tahara. As soon as her days are over, she's tahar. But there's another pasuk, that after the kapara she becomes tar. Make up your mind. Is it after the maloi seyamim, or is it after bringing the carbon? You have your lettuce. As soon as her days are finished. Now, what means her days are finished? Says Rashi, by a zohar after 40 days, and by nekeva after 80 days. Now, the question is, when did they have their tvila? Says Rashi, by the Zohar after 7 days, and by the Nekeva after 14 days. Really? So what happens in between? The Gemara calls it a Tvul Yoim Oruch. Tvul Yoim Oruch means that normally our Tvul Yoim is a Tvul Yoim for a few minutes or a few hours. Here you have a Tvul Yoim, in the case of the Zohar, for 33 days. Your lettuce is considered to be a Tvul Yoim. And in the case of the Nekeva, for 66 days she's a Tvul Yoim. So she cannot eat Truma until the end of Harav Shemesh, and the Harav Shemesh is at the end of 40, and at the end of 80, respectively. Very good. Other than until that time, she's called the Tvul Yoim Arach. But after the 40 and 80 days end, boom, she can finally eat from Truma. Ad Malois, Yemei, then she's tired. When will she be able to eat from Kachim? The next day, on the 41st or the 81st day, if and when she brings her carbon, then she'll be able to eat her Kachim. So I see from this that even by the Truma of a Mechuseres Kippurim, you cannot say, let's wait until after you bring the carbon. You can do it as soon as you have Harav Shemesh. Maybe I should switch it around and say that as soon as her 40 or 80 days end, she's no longer Tvul Yoim, you have Harav Shemesh, she can eat Kachim. And maybe for Truma, you have to wait until the next day after bringing the carbon. So Tumarana Mestavra, Veipachana, so Mestavra, Kodesh Chomer, Kachim is more Chomer than Truma. Why she came pancakes, as we've been saying so many times, was in the pancakes, like we had in the Gemara identified yesterday, the pigle, the noisa, the carbon, the me'ila, the karis, the oserli oinan. So that's really heavy duty. Six chumris that you have by kodshim. Zokti mor adra betruva kumor shekin machpas. As a four. So therefore, of these four big ones, the mis and the choymish that we spoke about. So maybe you should say that truma, you should have to wait until after the carbon is brought, and the kachim you can eat after harif shemesh. So tomorrow, hanach nefishim, that's six against four. V'rova amar, b'loy hanach nefishim li'matzah samar. So you have this rova, constantly the same thing the last few days. You don't need to come on to the hanach nefishim, because omakra v'chiper oleh ha'koyim v'tehera. Since it says in the pasuk that you need the carbon to make the yoledes tohoir, after that carbon she is now tar, mechlal she tameah, that until she brought the carbon she still considered to be a tameh. If you're going to go and tell me that she's already allowed to eat kachim at the end of the 40 or the 80 days after Harif Shemesh, you know what's going to happen? She's going to touch the kachim, ikrikan v'basa she'iga b'chol tameh lo yeyochel. Basra she'iga is referring to basra kachim. If it touches any tumah, who is the tumah that it's touching? The Aletis herself, who is tamei, lo yiyachi, won't be able to eat it. So how can you even have a havamina to go and eat the kodshim after the Harif Shemesh, prior to bringing the carbon? She's a tamei, and that's going to make the kodshim tamei. Kodol nizai. So it has to be that we're referring to truma. L'shma mina b'truma. Fine. Maskar of shishim b'rei ravidi. Umi matzasam is truma k'siva hocha. How can you tell me that the parsha of the Aletis is referring to truma, meaning where's the parish of Yoledes? At the beginning of parashas Kisasriya. Zokimor v'atanya daba bnei Yisrael. Now the Gemara leaves out a few words. The pasuk continues on daba bnei Yisrael leimor isha Kisasriya v'yolda zochar v'tomish shemesh yamugmini is the voice of titma, and then oviyoi mashmini etc. And then she's going to make for the whole geshaft. And then after that, we had the psukim that we just quoted a moment ago, that Amaloisi made tahara, then she'll be able to go and eat truma. V'chipra leh ha'koyim v'tahera, she'll be able to go and eat kachim. Frank Tiyamara, ain't li al b'nei Yisrael. Da'ab b'nei Yisrael, I only know b'nei Yisrael. Ki yoris v'shifcha mishukhraris minayin. How do I know that they have the same halachas of the 7 days and the 14 days and the 33 days and the 66 days and they have to bring a karbin and the ganzi geshef? How do I know? Tamaloima, isha. Dava bnei Yisrael, leimar, isha kisasriya. Isha means any woman. Doesn't have to be a woman that was Jewish by birth, but even a tzigi kimena giyari shivcha mishukhraris, the same thing applies. Freitimar, visolka daitach v'truma, giyari shivcha benois mechel truma ninu. How can you go and throw into a parsha which is addressed to not only bnei Yisrael, but also giyarisin and shivcha mishukhraris, and telling him, careful, you want to eat truma, you got to wait until after Tevila, but Harif Shemesh.
By definition, Kohen can't be married to them, right? And if she's Meshachwara, she's not giving kashpo anymore.
So therefore, bottom line is, they cannot eat truma. If they can't eat truma, what are you even talking about this? I don't understand what you're talking about. So l'chor is the only thing the Pasuk is talking about, kachim. Of course, a ger, a giyar is going to eat kachim, of course. But at least they eat kachim kalim. But they cannot go and eat truma. It's going to be kapaskoyim. Omarava, v'loi. V'chokzid v'chol kodesh lo yisiga l'rabbi satruma. Where is this v'chol kodesh lo yisiga? Here, in the parashas Kisasriya. U'shloishim yoyim, u'shloishis yomim teishiv v'tmei tahara. V'chol kodesh lo yisiga. And then v'chol kodesh lo yisiga is not only not to touch it, it also is talking about achila, that you're not allowed to eat the kodesh. And that kodesh, says Rashi in the second line, is l'rabbi satruma, that the young lady is not allowed to eat truma. So that being the case, it says v'chol kodesh lo yisiga l'rabbi satruma. So I see that the parsha of the Dava b'nei Yisrael, the parsha of Yoledes, is referring to truma, even besides the psukim that we spoke about, that the kachim has to be talking about truma. Frey Timara, it's the chagiyoredes, ashivu mishukhrares. They cannot eat truma. So tumah lekrom mili mili kachoshiv. The pasuk is really addressing a number of different issues. Mili mili means the different halachas that are included in the parasha of Parashas Kisasriya by the elders. Halacha number one is isha, to include giyar shifcha mishukhraris, has the same din as a regular isha from Bnei Yisrael. That what? That she has the same 7 days and 33 and the 14 and the 66. Has to bring kabbonis. In that respect, they are exactly identical. However, there are other halachas in the parish of Yoledes. It's mili mili other halachas. What are those other halachas? Says Yimah, that's referring to the din of truma, which of course only refers to Bnei Kayin. It would not refer to the others, to the Yoledes Mishacharis, because Yoledes Mishacharis is not there for everything in Parshas Ki Sazri and the Parshas Vayeledes. It's only mili mili. For certain things, they are the same. That's the count. You may tumi, you may tahara, bring a carpet. But a gabi truma, of course, we're only talking about a bas koin and no, not about
ornacious
koin and not about anything else. And here's where we're going to stop for today, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued. Amet Hashem, the Dav tomorrow. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos and all the very best. Hatzlocha Rabbah. And you had a question before.
About
if it's been answered, it's good. If not, what's your question?